Hello, we're here still outside the Ecuadorian embassy. Liz has joined me now. I forgot my placard this morning, which says, whilst I broadly support the concept of a transparent government and think that whistleblowers should be protected, I somewhat disagree with the manner in which Julian Assange has taken WikiLeaks and releasing some data without it being filtered, risking lives first. And also, I think that Julian Assange should probably go through, you know, the correct justice system channels about the various allegations made against him. But it didn't fit onto a placard.
I want a placard that says, "Where's the ice cream van?"
Liz is hungry and he's looking for ice. It's got a. There's not really a. It's a bit of a weird sort of carnival atmosphere, I guess. Because, well, at the same time, you know, there's a big crowd and there's cheering occasionally from some of the more polarized supporters. It's just weird because, well, if we would be eating ice cream, we would be watching notorious international. Egomaniac Julian Assange talking.
I view this entirely as theatre.
It's theatre.
It's theatre.
Yeah. If this is good, I've also heard good things about Colonel Gaddafi's son, Saif Gaddafi's one-man show at Edinburgh. It's called Safe House, and he tells his take on the fallen regime, but with some lighter moments, and there's lots of levity in it. Apparently, he talks about his father as the man with the golden gun. So, if you're up in Edinburgh, try and catch Saif Gaddafi there. He's I think he's at the Pleasance Dome.
I'm also very wet. I got caught in a downpour while cycling here.
It's also raining, which is surprising because I thought that, given, you know, the hero Julian Assange and the saint he's made out to be, I would have thought he could at least control the weather. But that has not actually happened yet. But we're still looking out at the balcony. We think we saw him pop his head out because there was a big chair, and I saw like a sort of a man with white hair behind the thing. And so we're still keeping an eye out for him more later.